Welcome to Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck and co-host Reverends Bill Holton and Cher Holton. Discover practical applications to bring 21st century metaphysics to work in your life. Here's your host, Paul Hasselbeck.
Welcome to another edition of Metaphysical Romp 2. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck. Delighted to be with you, and we're delighted that you are investing your time listening to us. And as always, and as a continuing theme, it is yet another beautiful day in my consciousness, and it's beautiful to be with my co-host. Hi, friends.
Hello, this is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton from the Durham side of the kitchen table, and it is definitely another beautiful day in my consciousness.
And this is the Reverend Dr. Bill Holton, and did I say, it is a very beautiful, beautiful day in my consciousness as well, and looking forward to being with you here on this podcast for just a short time. And as you guys know, Cher and I are the co-founders of an online hybrid unity ministry called the Unity Center for Universal. Why? Oh, universal, because it is about you, universalprosperity.com.
And because that is a mouthful and also a handful to type when you want to visit us, we give you the shortcut, ucfyp.com.
Thank you. And my website is paulhasselbeck.com, where you'll find my calendar, the work I'm doing around the country via Zoom still, hooray for that, and as well as my blog, my weekly blog, which is really the absolute word. And there'll be an example of that at the end of this program, as we do at the end of every program. And of course, Metaphysical Romp 2, or MR2, is all about spirituality, pseudo-spirituality, science, and pseudoscience. And we are having so much fun with Eric Butterworth. So this is actually, I think, part 5. But wait, there's something else I want to share. And I want to share with Cher and Bill. I think Bill and Cher are definitely rubbing off on me in a positive way. As I was leaving my townhouse, which is being prepared to be sold, I was thinking, oh, I just did not want to wash windows. On driving, leaving the townhouse, headed to the condo where I'm living now, I thought, oh, I don't want to wash those windows. And then I looked to the side of me at a stoplight, and there was a pickup truck. And on the side was, we clean windows and gutters. And it didn't even occur to me right away. And after 3 blocks of this truck being next to me, I took a picture of it. And then I pulled off the road and I booked to have my windows clean, because I don't do windows, or I don't like to, at least. And then I thought that was a case of synchronicity, or was it serendipity? And then I decided it was synchrodipity. So we have a new word, synchrodipity.
Love that word.
Great word.
And we love your making up words.
I'm making up words. When one word doesn't do it, we put it together, like authentegrity.
Yes.
So remember, when you guys hear that word or see that word after today's podcast, you will know the originator of that word is the Reverend Paul Hasselbeck.
Yay.
Yes, indeed. And everyone will be scratching their head once again.
Synchrodipity.
Okay, so Cher found a couple quotes in Spiritual and Economics by Eric Butterworth. And she's going to be providing the page numbers like we always do. And this is for the 1998 edition that we're working from. Okay, take it away, Cher. Which one do you want to do?
All right. I would like to go to page 81. And the reason I love this section is in our cafes recently, the idea has come up about unrealistic comparisons and how that affects our inner peace and happiness when we compare ourselves unrealistically to people who have maybe years and years of time doing something and we're just starting, and then we feel like a failure.
Yeah. And so I think it was in one of your recent Monday musings, you reminded me of that thing. People go around comparing their blooper reel with somebody else's, what is it called?
Highlight reel.
Yeah. Yes. And then the other way that I've heard that said is, we're comparing our insides to somebody's outsides.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Which really doesn't work either. Okay. So
or we're comparing our beginner status with someone else's middle or advanced status.
Right.
Exactly.
And then we never will measure up when we do that.
I think there's a whole talk in this somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. And it has come up quite a bit. So when we saw this quote, it just jumped at us. So it's on page 81. And here's it's a rather long quote, but I'm just going to read the first part first, and then we may want to read the rest of it. The part that jumped was, you cannot become something that is not the outforming of your own inner potential. You can only be you. However, you can unfold more of the you that may have been long frustrated.
Yes, you can only be you. And that reminds me of the Oscar Wilde quote, be yourself, everyone else is taken. Right. And this, you cannot become something that is not the outforming of your own inner consciousness, is something when I first got into Unity was called, you get according to your right of consciousness. And that just simply means what you're holding in consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And he goes on to say that many people are covetously, that's an old-fashioned word, but, enviously, influenced to seek to become like her or have what he has. But if through mind dynamics, you achieve that which is not the outforming of your uniqueness, you may lose even if you win.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's really good. And this reminds me of the quote we shared last week. I'll try to do a paraphrase. And that is that Jesus was not God becoming man, but man becoming God. And we would say man becoming a better expression of divinity.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. That is really, really good.
Yeah, so often people just compare in a way that's just defeating themselves before they ever get started.
Yes.
And so Mikhail Baryshnikov, who's one of the great ballet masters, he has a quote that says, I never compare myself to other people. I only compare myself to me.
Yes.
Which I love. It's just like, am I getting better?
Am I getting better? Right. Yeah. And so as a reminder for people, because you just said it, I mean, and we've said it in other sessions, is that when you go back to a book that you've read before, especially a Unity book or an Eric Butterworth book, if you find a quote that you never saw the last time, but you're seeing now and going, wow, why isn't that highlighted? It's because you've grown.
Yeah.
The book hasn't changed. That's
amazing, because we teach, as I know you do, both spiritual economics and Discover the Power Within You. We had to buy new books because our books were so, we taught it so many times, and each time it was underlined differently with different colors. Yep. So the whole book was underlined.
Yes.
So we actually got new books to recreate some of the where we were now.
We did. So where do you want to go next?
How about the one that you saw on page 89?
Okay, it's actually
88.
Bottom of 88. And so Eric Butterworth says, what Paul does say is, in all things give thanks. Now, I want to stop there on this quote, because I know you guys can riff on in all things give thanks. Instead of for
all things. Yeah, because one of the people misunderstand that verse. And I'm trying to remember where that verse is. He didn't say where it was actually located. And I'm drawing a blank in my head right now. But it's one of the books of Paul wrote. Paul the Apostle, not Paul Hasselbeck.
Paul Hasselbeck is the faux Paul.
A faux Paul.
And Paul the Apostle is the one that wrote many of the books in the Bible.
There we go.
I think it was Ephesians, but I'm not sure. It might have been, I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The verse is, in all things give thanks. And a lot of people interpret that to mean they're supposed to be grateful for cancer and be grateful for something that destroys their home or natural, whatever. They're supposed to be grateful for those things. And we always like to point out that it says, in all things give thanks, not for all things. So within the context of whatever you're experiencing, it's that attitude of gratitude that we, and looking for how can I use this for good?
How can I use this for good? And that's what makes us transformers.
Right.
And something else associated with this whole concept too, folks, is that to be grateful for something that may have killed you or limited you or damaged others should, in our opinion, never be the point. Your gratefulness needs to be extended to your response to what happened to you.
Right.
That's the greater truth. Because how you recover from anything, if you will, depends upon how you responded to what that anything was.
Right. And was it in your last Monday musing about the guy who was a double double amputee?
Yeah.
So share that a little bit.
His name was Sergeant Jones, and he was a double amputee. He had stepped on an IUD in Afghanistan, and a lot of times he says people come up to him and they're ask him, how can he be so positive when he's lost both of his legs? And he says, my first response to them is, how can they be so negative when they've got both of theirs?
Yes. And I've shared that. And while we're talking about it, why don't you tell people how they can become on your email list for your Monday Musings, which is always full of good stuff.
Oh, thank you for that. Yes. And all you have to do is go to ucfyp.com. And when you, that brings you up to our main front page, and there's a place there, right? You'll see it right away. Sign up for our Monday Musings.
Perfect.
You just click on that and you can give us your website, I mean, your email, and you're on our list.
Yay. And again, the Apostle Paul says, in all things give thanks. And then Eric goes on to say, in other words, despite the problems of lack, or even because of them, the need is to get yourself centered in the awareness of the ever presence of substance. Now, here's the thing. Substance is a little understood word. And it's one of those vague general words that gets thrown a lot in New Thought, especially in Unity. So what is substance? In this context, first of all, it should be capitalized, which it isn't here. And that means this substance is an unchanging something. And the unchanging something is divine idea or divine ideas. So we got to get ourselves realigned with our divinity, with principle, with divine idea, because that's all saying the same thing. Is it's from divine ideas that we are to manifest anything.
Yeah, because our human nature and our divine nature do it, D-U-E-T, better.
Yes.
Do it. I love it.
Do you know what? You want to do that again and slowly so people really get it.
Okay. What we're suggesting here is that our human nature and our divine nature do it better. D-U-E-T, do it better.
Yeah. Yes. So our divinity and our human nature is a kind of a duet.
Yeah, most definitely. A permanent.
And it's not separated.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
A good example of this, we've had a really frustrating week with lots of little technology things, actually some big technology things and some glitches in deliveries. And just, it's been a week like that. And we've been really proud of ourselves at the risk of sounding puffy, but we've been proud of ourselves at how we have managed to stay positive and laugh throughout this week, even when it got frustrating. And one of us would remind the other. So it really helps to have two on that same consciousness level. But it's funny because we've got little phrases that we use. And it's a reminder that no matter what's going on around us, it's how we're responding. And we'll say something like, are we having fun yet?
Yes.
Or, you know, the fun light is on, or, you know, we're going to laugh about this later. Let's just laugh now. Why wait? And it's like we're under my desk going through all the technology wires that are hooked up and connected and untwisting and trying to figure out what to go on and can't see. And then we just looked at each other and started laughing because we're covered with dust.
Right.
Yes. You know, wires everywhere. And it really is kind of funny. And it's amazing when you can stay in that consciousness, you're able to handle, everything handles better.
Right, right. So two things. One, I often remember the easy button.
Remember that?
Easy button, Office Depot, I think, right? Do you have one? Cher has one, easy button.
That was easy.
Yeah. I was having trouble with technology last week with my Verizon cell phone. And I went into the store and I got this really nice guy to help me who was really chill. And I was having trouble signing into my Verizon account. He couldn't do it. We went back and forth for something that should have taken 5 minutes. It took us an hour.
Yeah.
And I noticed a little rising up of frustration. In fact, one point I said, you know what? We're not getting this. Let's do this another day. And I wasn't upset. I really wasn't. It's just like, you know, it's not working today. He goes, no, let me try one more time. He tries one more time. And I don't think he even got it then. And I said, isn't it remarkable that we could remain so calm? And I'm grateful that you were patient and calm. And this is what the guy replied. You can only control the controllables.
Wow.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
I love it.
You can only control the controllables. So when stuff seems to be going haywire, ask yourself, what is it I can control here? And the only thing we have absolute control over is our own interior environment, our own thoughts, our own feelings, our emotions. Mm-hmm. And that's a meme that's going to show up somewhere soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like our AC/DC model that we talked about several weeks ago.
Yes. Then,
we can either, if it's something you can change, you can decide to change. And if it's not, you can accept and cope.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And he was able to come up with a comment like that because his profession is an algorithmic world when you think about it.
Yes. And it's a world where people probably come in frustrated all the time.
Uh-huh, absolutely. And
I wondered, he's kind of an athletic looking guy. I wondered if he got that from a coach or something.
Ah, probably. Yeah.
But that's a great line.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great line. I guess I should have taken his name down. Maybe I'll go back and get it. And
tell him you want to quote him.
Yeah. Yeah. So give him credit or whoever said it. Okay. So, wow. No way.
I know. We have so much fun with Eric Butterworth's stuff, and we really do like to riff on it.
Yeah, and we can bring in our own stuff. So, folks, on the note of you can only control the controllables. In fact, as you're listening to this, say that to yourself in the first person. Own it.
Yeah.
I can only control the controllables.
Yeah.
All right. And so one thing the three of us can control is the timing on this Metaphysical Raw podcast. And so we are now going to look at the Absolute Word, which is based on Sunday messages appearing in Daily Word, a copyrighted Unity publication, and has been used with permission. And this is from Sunday, July 4th. And of course, the word is freedom. And the affirmation is, I celebrate my freedom in thoughts, feelings, words, and acts. And I want to say that I only added one word to that, and that was the word feelings. The original said thoughts, words, and acts. And we really have to remember to keep adding that feeling nature to everything. And so this is what it says. There are many ways to be free. I may be financially free, and I may be free to explore the world. I may commit to learning for intellectual freedom or exercise my body for greater freedom of movement. As I do my work in the world for freedom, I remember these quotes. Prayer makes each person a master in the realm of creative ideas. Our dominion is over our own thoughts, emotions, and passions. No person, situation, or circumstance has power over me. I utilize my divine powers of strength and release to keep on course and free myself from habits derailing my spiritual evolution. I recognize and embrace empowering beliefs. I celebrate my freedom in thoughts, feelings, words, and acts. And I celebrate that this absolute word is a synchronicity to what we were just talking about, moving in to the absolute word. Okay, friends, we're delighted you're listening. We're delighted that you're with us. And of course, I'm delighted to be with the Reverend Drs. Bill and Cher Holton. And this is, once again, the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck signing off and saying goodbye.
This is Reverend Dr. Cher saying goodbye, and we are glad in your freedom you choose us.
And this is the Reverend Dr. Bill Holton, and we'll see you on our next podcast.
Bye, all.